It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. New data released yesterday shows a sharp decline in HIV and AIDS-related hospitalizations in California. Jenny O'Mara has the story.
The new report shows the number of people living with HIV and AIDS in California has steadily increased, but the HIV hospitalization rate from 1988 to 2008 dropped, as did hospital deaths. Dr. Karen Mark with the State Office of AIDS says the study highlights the role of life-saving drug treatments that became available in the mid-90s. She says it also emphasizes the importance of being tested.
I mean, the recommendation is that everyone get tested for HIV when they go for their regular medical checkup, just like you get your cholesterol checked, you get your HIV checked as well. This is in part because 1 in 5 people infected with HIV don't know that they're HIV infected.
Dr. Mark says there are still disparities among races. The report noted HIV-related hospitalizations remain highest for African Americans. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
The California Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, or POST, says it will review its guidelines for dealing with protests. As Bob Moffitt reports, the review in part comes in response to a request from Governor Jerry Brown.
Brown made the request after several students were pepper sprayed on the UC Davis campus by a campus police officer. In a letter to the governor, Commission Executive Director Paul Capitelli says the commission is planning a summit of law enforcement agencies early next year to talk about proper law enforcement responses to protests. Brown asked for the review Monday. Capitelli says the commission had already started looking at its guidelines when the Occupy protests started forming in dozens of California cities. The commission guidelines dated in